Welcome to another edition of the Daily Gator Daily Thought. I'm just cranking these out every day now, just about. Today we're going to talk about a case in Portland, Oregon that ought to scare the hell out of every business owner in America. Can the government really tell you have to serve people you don't want in your establishment if you want a bar or restaurant? We're really losing liberty that fast? Come back with me, we'll talk about it. And welcome to another Daily Gator podcast. We're losing liberty in America, my friends. It seems that the left's obsession with there being some constitutional right not to be offended, not to have your feelings hurt, not to have your precious little ego bruised in any way is absolutely trumping true liberty. One of the most basic rights in this country is for business owners to be able to run their business as they see fit and to refuse service to a customer they don't want. Now, we've seen cases recently where a gay couple planning to get married and they go to a florist or a wedding photographer or a bakery, a catering company or someone, one of these places that host weddings. Even saw a case in England where a church said, "We're not going to do business with you. You can't have your wedding here." Or the bakery, the florist here in America say, "No, we our personal beliefs are that gay marriage is wrong, so we're not going to do business. We won't take your pictures or we won't bake you a cake like you want," or whatever. Well, a lot of these cases are going to court somehow. And these state governments are finding far too often that the civil rights of the gay couple has been violated somehow. That somehow they have a right to force a business to do business with them. Now, I've said this before. If I ran a bakery, a florist, I don't care who you're getting married to. You got the money, I get the cake, I get the flowers, I get the photography, whatever. But that's the way I would choose to run my business. Far be it from me to tell anyone else, you have to run your business this way, because I would. If I had that attitude, I would be a leftist. I would be a nanny stater. I'm not. I'm the opposite. But let's go to Portland, Oregon. The story comes from Moon Battery. Great blog. Read Moon Battery. After you read the Daily Gator, of course. The headline is, "Owner forced to pay $400,000 to weirdos he asked to leave his club." Now, I don't know if the people in question were weirdos. That's not really the point. But here's the story. A bar owner has been ordered to pay $400,000 to a group of crossdressers he banned from his club last year. The Bureau of Labor and Industry's Civil Rights Division, anytime the government on state level, federal level, whatever, has any bureau that has the words Labor, Industries, and Civil Rights Division in it, we're starting to go up Schitt's Creek. And the boat is leaking, my friends. This division imposed this penalty, again, $400,000, against Chris Penner, who owns the Twilight Room Annex, also known as the P Club, on North Lombard Street in Portland, Oregon. Penner had told members, again, Penner is the owner of the bar, his property, had told members of the Rose City Tea Girls they could not return to his bar. Now, I've run bars, restaurants, and there have been times I've told people, don't come back. Most of the time, it's over their behavior. Either they tried to walk a tab, they couldn't pay their tab, had no way to pay, and knew when they came in and ordered they didn't have a way to pay, or because they were being obnoxious in some way. I don't know what the Rose City Tea Girls were doing. I wasn't there. But regardless of what they were doing, regardless of their sexuality, regardless of what kind of clothes they wear, it's the business, the right of Chris Penner to tell them to get out and not come back. That's his property. That's his business. That is a fundamental right to control what happens in your business on your property. How long till I'm not going to be able to tell somebody to get out of my house or get off my property because they happen to be gay or happen to be a certain minority status or because I may have hurt their feelings? I mean, we're losing it in this country, folks. And this kind of crap is how we're losing it. And it's not always the federal government. This is a state government, a state of Oregon. That their government, their legislature needs to address this. Because I guarantee it's not constitutional under the U.S. Constitution, and I bet you under the Oregon State Constitution, this kind of crap isn't constitutional. For the government to come tell you who you have to serve in your business on your property. And I keep stressing your property because that's the key issue here. It's not feelings. It's not emotions. It's not egos. It's not someone get their feelings hurt. It's, by God, it's your property. And when we lose that fundamental right in this country, every other fundamental right is up to the firing squad next. It's just a question of who's next. Who gets the blindfold and the cigarette next? Except you wouldn't get a cigarette now because that might hurt somebody's feelings or give them lung cancer or something. Now, Penner's lawyer, Jonathan Redmacher, told KGW Friday that Penner called the Rose City Tea Girls because they had driven away all the bar's other Friday night business. So there was something these men, women, whatever, were doing that hurt his business. And again, having run a bar, when someone is hurting your business, offending other customers, you tell them, A, to cut out the behavior sometimes, or sometimes you have to tell them, you know what, leave. And sometimes you have to say leave and do not come back. And sometimes you even have to call the police and have the police come out and issue, give them a ticket, a trespassing ticket, which means when they come back, they can be arrested if they come back. And you have to go through the process of looking at the person and tell them, do not come back on this property. And then the police issue them the citation. They go and they never come back. Or if they do, they can go to jail. But this is Texas, not Oregon. This is a real state I live in with a real governor and a real legislature. I guess Oregon's a little far left. But back to the story. His lawyer, Penner's lawyer, said he did not exclude them. He did not intend to exclude them. He simply asked that they not use the P Club on Friday nights because it killed his business. So apparently he said, don't come here on Fridays anymore. Now, again, I don't know what these people are doing. That's not the issue. This isn't about fairness. This isn't about equality. This is about a basic right of a business owner to run their business. Who owns the business? The government or, in this case, Chris Penner? But again, we started down this road. The anti-smoking Nazis got us here. Remember, because that was private businesses, private bars, restaurants, not being allowed by city and sometimes state governments now to have smoking in their establishment. Illegal activity. Nothing the state should be able to do about it. But the state came in and overzealous legislatures trampled on those liberties. And now it's gone to this. Now it's gone to telling people, no, by God, you have to bake a cake for these people. You have to photograph a gay wedding. You have to do this. You have to do that. We've also seen examples of people who put ads for roommates. And if you've ever looked for a roommate or place an ad, you understand there's a certain language there. Single white female or non-smoking or whatever. No kids. So you have parameters because it's your personal home they're coming into. And we've seen cases where people have sued because they were denied the room, the bedroom, or the roommate status, whatever. And they felt, well, it's because I'm gay or because I'm this, because I'm that. I'm sorry, if it's my home, by God, it's only my business who I allow in there. It's my business, the same thing. If you can't get with that basic principle, maybe you ought to go to Cuba or North Korea. And I'm serious about that, because this country was not set up that way. And by the way, Penner, $400,000 fine, also has to pay $5,000 civil fine. So $405,000 for offending a group of people. Hell, how much would they fine me for these podcasts and what I write on my blog, what Ed Daly writes on the blog? How much could Rush Limbaugh be fined? I mean, when do we get to the point where words, well, put it this way. Remember when you were growing up, I know I heard that little song, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Now, it's like the worst possible thing you can do is offend someone, as long as they're part of a certain protected class of people. And there's a few classes that are protected. It's open season on everyone else. Open season on Southerners, white guys, gun owners, Republicans, conservatives, etc., etc. People who eat meat. But it's completely closed season on several other groups. I don't want to see us afraid in this country to run our businesses the way we want to. This is too much government. And I have a quote for you before I close that you really need to consider here, folks. I have a quote from a very, very wise man, Thomas Jefferson. He said, "A wise and frugal government, which shall restrain men from injuring one another, which shall leave them otherwise free to regulate their own pursuits of industry and improvement, and which shall not take from the mouth of labor the bread it has earned, this is a sum of good government." We don't have good government in America anymore. This case proves it. And as I wrote on my blog a little earlier, how have our leaders, our political leaders, grown so stupid? We've gone from the brilliance of Jefferson, Madison, Franklin, Washington, Mason, Thomas Henry, Sam Adams. We've gone from that genius, that brilliance, to buffoons who think there's some right not to be offended, that the government can tell businesses who they can associate with, how they have to do business with, that religious freedom and freedom of association don't count anymore. We really are close to losing this country, and this kind of garbage, and this is pure garbage, this is what frightens me the most. This is terrifying. If you're a business owner, if you care about this country, this should scare the living hell out of you. And you should be contacting your legislator and making, put a bug in your ear right now. This kind of stuff, this can't happen in our state. And this is something that I hope this is taken to court and is overturned. And I think this whole division there in Portland, Oregon should go away. Civil rights divisions. You know, civil rights were a good cause. There was a time in this country you needed equality, you needed laws, you needed to get rid of the stupid separate water fountains and separate restrooms and separate restaurant entrances and sitting on the back of the bus, that garbage. There was a time you needed to get rid of that. That time is done. And the left takes a good cause many times and they hijack it and they bastardize it. And they don't stop when true equality and true correction of abuses of rights ends. They don't stop there. They keep doing it till they get a more statist country. This is statism. This is the state telling an individual, you can't do that with your business. And what do I say about the difference, the one difference that you can chalk any difference between left and right up to, any issue? One thing, individualism versus collectivism. The left believes in the collective rights. Rights don't come from the natural condition, don't come from God, don't come from the Creator. They come from government, and government therefore can restrict or cut off or allow rights as they see fit, as fits the best for the collective. Conservatives libertarians, we believe in individual liberties, that individual liberties trump the state. And remember, as Dennis Prager said very wise words, the bigger the state, the smaller the individual. This case in Portland, Oregon points that out. That's it for now, my friends. I will talk to y'all later. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for your patronage. Visit the Daily Gator blog. And also, a little shout-out to Joe Dan Gorman at Intellectual Frog Legs. Visit Intellectual Frog Legs. Support him if you can. Part of the new media we really need to get into gear over. Support your favorite blogs. And get after your politicians. This is still our country. And I think people like us are still in the majority, but we've got to use that muscle, man. We got to use that, and we really have to get our heads in the game. Because in 50 years, when we're all gone, or most of us are, where will our children, our grandchildren, our nieces, nephews, where will they be? You better start thinking about that. Good night. God bless. Go Gators. And I will talk to y'all very, very soon.